Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, and good evening. It's Pastor Jay Rouse, and today is August 28, 2013. Praise the Lord. It's been a busy, busy, busy couple weeks, and today is our last broadcast for our theme, Caribbean Month. Caribbean Tales has had some successful things take place, and we know that Caribbean cricket has been going on considerably here in the wonderful city of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And we know that we've had the joy and the pleasure of first dealing with the Pioneer Cricket, the Pioneer Cavaliers, so I want to give them their whole name, give them their props, the Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Club from Barbados. And then we had the wonderful pleasure of helping to host and sponsor the amazing Lime Masters cricket team from Barbados. Now, this is their touring team. Unfortunately, I guess everybody wasn't here. And it was the championship team. We're not in full gear and guard here in Toronto, Georgia. And they were able to also bring a junior team. I believe my understanding is that they are very members of teams down there for Lime. But before we begin, everything in prayer. Amen. And I have a prayer because today has been a very long day. I've been up 4 o'clock in the morning and it's now 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time it is. I just know it's time to sleep. Praise God. So let us begin in prayer. And we have lots to be thankful for. And I know I'm truly blessed and thankful and grateful. So won't you join me now? Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for praise. We thank you that we are able to be able to even just say your name and give you glory publicly, Father God, and not be punished for it. We take so much for granted, Father God, as we look to some of these countries where religion is such a thing where people are persecuted by, and whatever their religion may be, they are not allowed to practice free religion except for one, and that's whatever their government or people have put upon them. So, Father, I thank you for living in a country and a nation where I have the freedom to say hallelujah and amen and praise the Lord and glory to God. And I can say it and I can pray with my brothers and sisters collectively and individually and not be persecuted, but just be able to give you glory. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies for the teams that have been traveling on the road, that they've arrived safely in Boston and in New York and as well as in Barbados. And for those who are still en route, we continue to pray traveling mercies for them. Father, we thank you and ask that you would watch over those on the highways and the byways. Anyone who is moving from point A to point B, Father, we just ask that you let them do it carefully and with a great hedge of protection. Father, we ask you to reach out and touch those who are healing, those who are hurting, those who are mourning and grieving, Father. And Father God, we know that you are able, that you would touch and change lives. We want you to bless somebody's finances today, Father God, and let them know the Lord is the one who did it. Father God, right now, we want you to heal relationships, Father God, for those who are struggling, who have families, who are trying to get through. And Father God, we know you always have a purpose for all you do. So whatever the case may be, that you would be in the midst, be it good, bad, or indifferent, we just know that we cannot do anything without you. So we ask that you be ever present. And that being said, Father, we ask right now that you would take over this show and have your way and allow all things to work together for the good. You said it would, and we want you to have all glory and honor, and surely you are worthy of praise. And touch someone who's listening. And Father God, we know you are a God of mercy and of grace, so we ask that you apply it to those who are listening now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Okay, let's get some music going. You know I'm itching. I just love my music. Well, because this is the end of our Caribbean month, and we definitely have to do it, you know I love my praise, so let's get down with it. There was a gentleman in a scooter God is truly good. This man was 101 years old. He was simply amazing. Praise God. And he didn't look any like 101 years old. I thought maybe he was in his 80s. So God has truly been good to him. Praise God. And he has wits about him. He was in the scooter moving around and enjoying cricket. And you know what? Life obviously is good. Praise God. So even though it's not his birthday, I still want to shout out to the gentleman that we saw at the Ellesmere Park at the cricket ground, 101 years old. Praise God. But you know, we got to do this in style. And we already know I cannot do it a basic birthday blessing because I have a friend, Sandra, who had a birthday. So this is for my buddy Sandra and everybody else out there who had a birthday. Enjoy.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Go to the dance floor.
Everybody pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Yeah. Happy party day. Yeah. Happy, 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 happy party must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This kind of party no need to pretend. See, ade, happy party go de, Luba mata go de, Fashion lata go de. See, pop some more, my brother chop some chicken. Don't eat it with pepper soup. You go drink water, you go kaput. Everybody sing say, you got them, they know it, oh, eh. When you see them, they throw it, oh, eh. You go sing, you go run, you go run. You go the one where they come from. Happy birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there, yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there. Don't switch up, baby, I'm not hunting. Everybody make you jelly, they go. Jelly like say, they go tomorrow. Every day is the holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 booty. Everybody make you hip, hop, booty.
My mama, they are you. My mama, they are you.
You make a tambo today. Every party, party day. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy birthday, 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 happy birthday
congratulations once again to everybody celebrating. We want to just go through some of the events coming up. End of the month, August the 30th. Don't forget, there's a live TV recording by Rogers TV on the play When It All Falls Down, Natalie Miller. And that takes place 7 p.m. August 30th and to the Richmond Hill Center for the Performing Arts. Now, I did get some information in on the show because I think there was an opportunity to win some free tickets, but I didn't get all the information. So unfortunately, what I need you to do, if you want to check out the Roots Ministries Broadcast Communications page on Facebook, if we get some more information, I will post it on there, and that will allow you the opportunity to maybe win some free tickets to the play and the live recording, okay? I think that's important that you get that opportunity, and I got some of the information, but it wasn't until later in the afternoon, and I want you guys to be able to take advantage of all the opportunities. Yes, it's win a pair of tickets to the stage play When It All Falls Down. Well, let me see if I can see something. It says, okay, something about what are the names of Charmaine's friends. So there's a video you'll have to watch. I'm going to have to post it and see what information we can get to you guys. The Richmond Hill Center for Performing Arts is at 10268 Yonge Street, Richmond Hill, Ontario. And here's the number for the box office. If you want to call and get tickets, it's area code 905-787-8811. Now, a dollar from each ticket sale goes toward Word of Life Ministries Extraordinary Achievers Bursary for a student who has been sponsored by someone who has purchased a ticket. Praise God. The winner is elected by a draw. It says being up to $500. So I'm going to see what else I can get information. And it looks like there's a link at the website. So definitely check out the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Facebook page between today and tomorrow, more likely tomorrow, because then it'll give me a chance to maybe contact Natalie Miller and get some more particulars from her and share it with everybody, okay? But please, if you have questions in the meantime, you know you can email at pastorjrouseshow@gmail.com. That's pastorjrouseshow@gmail.com, or you can connect with us on Twitter. Remember, there's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. All right, moving right along. So that's August the 30th, okay? Don't forget also, we still have that gigantic gospel concert, and I believe that is going to be September the 14th, yes? And the 15th, Friendship West by the Jason. Tamlin, I don't think that the Burner. And that will include Bridget Man, okay? So that's September 14th and 15th. Don't forget, we've got the OMG Pride in Public Schools taking place, and that is September 20th and the 21st. So you can check something out online at www.omg. So that's OMG, sorry, www.omgunplugged.com. This is written and directed by Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer. And that's taking place September 20th and 21st. I believe there are three shows taking place, and that's at Don Bosco High School in Toronto, Ontario. Once again, a reminder, on February the 21st. Soweto Gospel Choir will be coming back to Toronto at the Sony Center in Toronto. The early bird tickets are now available. If you contact the Sony Center, and the code that you'll need is EALYB, basically early B. Okay? Check out our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook. We have so many more events that are listed and taking place. We're not going to be able to go through all of them this evening, but definitely take a look at them. So many things coming up. There are plays, there are movies, there's all sorts of wonderful things happening. September will be, we're going to theme this back to school and back to movies, because the Caribbean Tales will be having their launch of their usual annual film festival, and lots of new plays, lots of new films coming out from around the Caribbean, and they will be here at the harbor front. So definitely, yeah, get all the pictures. Their stuff will be taking place, I believe, September the 4th, if I'm correct, at the Carpet Gala on Wednesday, September the 4th, and we'll have more information posted on our Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. Check out well, we talked about, if you want to move to England for some time, her name
I'm
I will give you rest. Come to me. Amen. Now, as you know, last week we covered the entire week Lyme Masters and Lyme Junior cricket tournament 2 days in Mississauga with the Mississauga Ramblers. And I have an opportunity for everyone to hear the banquet. And so this evening we're going to attempt to play a banquet in Paradise. This initial welcome banquet that took place on Friday 16th when both Lyme team came into town and they got together for the tournament that they had 2 weeks ago, and where there was a presentation with them and the Mississauga Ramblers. So listen and enjoy. Amen.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to tell you welcome. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've made here safely. And those who come in from Barbados got here safely. It took forever. I started to wonder if they were going to get lost on a bus as opposed to a plane. But everybody, give yourselves a round of applause.
Amen.
Amen. Did everybody get to eat?
Yep.
Everybody feeling good?
Yep.
There's someone drunk in the crowd. That must be a man. It's got to be. You keep that up tomorrow. We should do well with you like that. Amen. All right. I just want to welcome everybody on behalf of myself, Rouse Ministries and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. I set this up because I really wanted you all to have an opportunity to mix and mingle a little, relax, get to know each other, and just sort of see what you're going to be dealing with. So I guess everybody's feeling good and pumped up for tomorrow. You boys got this?
Yeah.
You sure? Are you showing up at the same place they are?
Yeah.
No.
And you're good? All right, they look confident. I know about this table here, so. Let them know how the game goes, okay? All right, good. At this time, I just want to introduce, obviously, the ones in the yellow. If you want to wave, not that they couldn't notice you, in the wonderful top that they did not get for me. Anand, do you have any Rambler t-shirts?
We can't afford them.
Did you hear that line? Did you hear my request? Paul, are we still working on a line t-shirt?
They're covered.
I'm covered? Even if I have to get the shirt off your back? All right.
Whoa.
I guess I walked into that one. Blindsided. All right. At this time, I want to introduce to everybody the captain of the two teams. We have the captain of Lyme Masters. If you could just stand, possibly. This is Mr. Anthony Morris. Amen. And they actually have an acting tour manager. So I think it's only fair that I introduce him, too. But is he behind you? I don't see him. Where did he go?
He's appointed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
That's what you get.
But I don't know his last name. And your name is?
Turton.
If you'd like to stand, this is the tour manager, everybody, Anthony Turton. Okay. Should I introduce him? Are you guys proud to say that he's with your team?
Or do you want to do a vote and get a new one in while you can? We'll wait. All right. And the Mississauga, now you're the captain of the Masters?
Yes, Masters.
All right. So we have a captain for the younger team? You're the captain?
Acting captain.
Is a Nancy Paul, if you want to stand up and let everyone know who you are.
Amen. Wafa
Right? He's filling in for the captain for the evening.
Yeah, it might not be available.
Okay, then. All right. And we have our young line captain around. So Justin. Okay, and your last name, Justin? Okay. Did you guys size up your competitor? Justin, you got this?
Definitely.
All right. At this time, I want to, May, Mike, I don't know if he's going to send you around. All right. This is May and Mike. They are the owners of this lovely restaurant. They must have enjoyed this food because I didn't tell them the class, so there you go. I just want to tell you thank you. You guys always take such good care of us. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know you guys are family, right? Thank you. Thank you. And the other evening, despite how late it was, my mom, bless her heart, she's such a good supporter. I don't know what I'd do without her. And she gave up sleep to wait on an entire busload of people to come and eat. And she served every single one of them and even packed up extras and wanted to make sure everyone was taken care of. And I got the pleasure of being presented with some lime here. This is bad stuff. Okay. And I was given this by the captain of the team and said, can you please give this to your mom to tell her thank you? So, Mrs. Wright? Thank you. Okay. Now, with Ralph Ministries Broadcasting and Communications covering the match, we've had a lot of attention, which is really good. It's almost ironic when you show up at a Pioneer Cricket Club game and you get introduced to somebody and you don't know who they are, and they actually know who you are. I'm here as a sports journalist, so something must be going right, amen? And so, it's bringing a lot of attention to the match, because it's not as wildly known as it should be, especially here in Canada. These guys, they all know this is a fact. So it's a pleasure to be able to combine an overseas group and a local group and try to bring more attention to this wonderful sport that we now know is cricket. But, Anand, can I steal you for a minute? On behalf of Ralph Ministry of Broadcasting Communication, we wanted to present you with this class.
Oh, thank you very much.
You can read it yourself.
Oh, thank you. It says the Mississauga Ramblers. Thank you for your hospitality as the Lime Masters Cricket Club. Canadian 2013
tour.
Presented by the Rose Ministry Broadcasting and Communication. Thank you very much.
You're very
Reverend.
Welcome.
And, you know, actually, I have something in the car. So I can't
yes.
Get it.
All right. No, you take that. I just want it back.
Okay.
them a round of applause. Did you get a picture? I didn't even stop. I'm sorry. Mr. Morris? You can't read. It's a good thing you can run a bat, huh? Okay. Now, I got wind of the possibility that you guys were going on tour, and I happened to be in Barbados, and Mr. Morris said, the team wants to come to Canada. So I took the opportunity. When I was there, he was kind enough to show me the clubhouse, and I got to meet some of you. I know I got to meet, where's my friend Wesley? He's gone. See, and I was saying something so sweet about him. Please let him know. And I got to meet Wesley, and I got to meet Paul, and Anthony, my sweetheart Anthony, and a couple other people while I was there. And I thought it was really unique. And I thought, I definitely want to work with you guys to make sure when you come, you have a good time. Are you having a good time? You are? Is there anyone who has a complaint? I think the next flight is leaving shortly.
I said today I'm tired. I'm like,
well, you opted to do that. You're tackle teaming and you've got Pioneer and Lime all over you. So I want to tell you, it's been up and down. It's been a joy and a pleasure and sometimes a little bit difficult and stressful. But we've come this far, amen? And so I just want to tell you that I'm extremely proud to be able to tell the world that I know the Lyme Masters and the Lyme Cricket Club and that they're wonderful people. And Barbados Nation News is also getting all the updates and have asked me also to not just continue to keep them updated, but they want me to do the reporting on this. So you guys will be printed up in the papers, okay? Amen? And I'll keep doing this. I'm enjoying this. I think this is great, and I think you guys are more than deserve it. Give yourselves a round of applause. Mr. Morris, on behalf of Ralph's Ministry Broadcasting and Communications, I want to present this to the Lyme Masters Cricket Club. It says he can't read, so I'll do that. It says, welcome and congratulations, Lyme Masters Cricket Club, on your Canadian 2013 tour, presented by Rump Ministry of Broadcasting and Communications. There you go. You're very welcome. Oh, did you get that? Thank you. All right. Thank you. And I believe Anand has something to say. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
After seeing these guys tonight, we have decided to concede this trophy to them. Rather than play fair tomorrow. Yeah, because the weather, we are hoping that the rain will come, but somebody said no rain. Right? Anyway.
You can do a dance.
Anyway, on behalf of the Masters and the Saga Ramblers, I'd like to present this. And if you could please read this for the Masters. Yes.
It says, Mississauga Ramblers Masters proudly honors Barbados Lyme Masters on your cricket tour to Canada, August 2013. Mr. Morris?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Morris. Thank you, all the guests. Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Very good. Very
thank
good.
Thank you. And on behalf of the Saga Ramblers, I'd like to welcome you guys and hope you enjoy your stay here. And we hope for a really nice game of cricket tomorrow from our youth versus your youth and our masters versus your masters. Welcome and all the best. Thank you.
All right. Not bad. You get a trophy just for showing up.
That's not bad. You guys only have to go tomorrow now. Say, look what we got. This is the studio one anyways, amen? All right. Now, before we get to relax and just hang out, oh, there's something more? Oh, that's right. Before we close out our little ceremony here, Brother Alfred, you have something you wanted to say?
I am chairperson, Pastor J. Rouse, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, the captain on tour host for the Ramblers Mississauga Cricket Club, Captain Anand Supal. I wish to thank you on behalf of the Lyme Cricket Masters for your warm welcome, and I welcome you on behalf of the cricket team and on my own behalf. Now, the Lyme cricket team, I have been even here in England. You going?
No, you're fine.
You sure?
Yes.
Even here in Canada, people are approaching me and asking me, what does Lyme mean? Now, Lyme is an acronym for landline, internet, mobile, and entertainment, because it's a communications company, right? You have Apple in the United States,
yeah.
You have Orange in England, and we have Lyme in the Caribbean.
We just have Rogers. And they're fruitful, all right, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That was insane. No, our cricket club is very steeped in history. And we have legends such as Les Hall. I'm sure that some of the team over there, especially all the guys, would have heard about Les Hall. He's now Sir Leslie Hall, since he has recently been knighted.
Okay.
We also have Peter Lashley, his son, I think he has a son here, William. William is present. William, stand in.
Oh, okay. That's
Peter Lashley. Joel McBird Garner, one of the fast bowlers from the era of Mike Holden and Roberts and that crowd, you know. He's also a member of our club, also worked at Cable Wireless. So you have Floyd Reefer, who captained our SNES team, and our not so long ago captain, Courtney Brown. Courtney Oswald Brown. You've heard of Courtney Brown. He's now the West Indies selector. So, those are the legends of our West Indies cricket. But we also have a number of other persons who would have played cricket for Barbados. We have a 2020 cricketer here in our mix, Justin Raffi. This guy plays cricket in 2020. We normally play, there are four divisions cricket in Barbados, but this Masters that you see here, this is a touring team. So anyone, any member of the club is able to join our Masters cricket team, the touring team. But there's also a team called the Masters, where each player has to be over 40 years of age. So people like me wouldn't qualify. We have won the championship in Barbados for the last 4 years.
So you have the other trophy in the car? I'll get it then.
No, That was the line.
We just buy him a
that
beer.
Was,
they were
that was the line
master. The guys were not over 40.
Not this Torrentine. The line Torrentine is just members of all the club. We do our own thing, you know. We've been touring for years, mainly places like Trinidad and Grenada, St. Lucia, in the Caribbean. But 3 years ago, 2010, we made a tour to England, London, England. And I have to emphasize London, England, rather than London, Ontario.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Daddy gets it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, as a result of that tour, which was so successful, this tour was planned. And so far, we have been enjoying every moment of it. I have to pay special attention and to Pastor Jay, because you would have heard her say that the work that she has been putting in. I've only recently met her. But on Wednesday night when we arrived, she was present, and it was a late flight because the flight was delayed, and she waited until our transportation was able to bring us to the hotel. And when we got to the hotel, her mom was there, and we told them present. For that, I am eternally grateful. But if you think that was all, the following morning, 10 o'clock, she was there.
No, I was late.
A whole lot of brochures. A whole lot of brochures. A whole lot of brochures, you know, telling us how we could get around on transport. And today, none of us have been lost, so that will tell you how good. The information was there. We've been able to get to wherever we wanted, you know, and we're all still together today. But we're looking forward to your game tomorrow, and I know that it will be a good game, and we're all really looking to we thank our host, and we're looking forward to sharing the harmony with you tomorrow when we meet you. Whether we lose or whether we win, it's just a cricket game. So, with those few words, and we hope they're all just true, I thank you very much, and I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Alfred Rock.
Mr. Alfred Rock, thank you very much. That was a very, very good speech you made there. And it's a good thing that we hear. We get a background of most of the guys who played, and we once again welcome you to Canada and hope that you guys will make many, many more trips to come every once in a while. About our junior, I would like to, most of these guys, they came through our juniors under 13, and they grew up. A couple of them represent Kurt Pritchard, represent Canada under 15. Asad, you represent Ontario. And they're all good junior. Actually, Fassi played in the elite team. Shoaib plays in the elite. Asad is elite.
So I didn't debut.
And Talha. Anyway, they're all young kids that we spend lots of time coaching them from since they were little, and now that's how we get our cricket. We don't import, we get homegrown, so they become good and they go play in higher division for us. And I'd like to say congratulations to you guys. And to the Reverend, I said, thank you. I'd never met you before, but I was hoping to see the smile you put on the phone. You always seem so happy, and I'm not disappointed. I'm a disappointed with the Masters. They don't look like Masters, but you, Reverend,
you're true to your color. All the
Thank
best.
You.
Right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And there's one more person. She's holding a camera. And she's in the middle of the room, and she's giving me some horrible looks at this present moment. Some of the flyers and brochures, as much as I ran around, and it was not easy getting all that stuff, she was so loyal to help me out with the ministry work that I do, and she helps with the broadcasting and communications, and she was able to get lots of the pictures and the different things that we needed for you guys. So I want everyone to give Jerusha Richards a round of applause, please.
Thank you.
I figure I'm not going to be embarrassed by myself. It's a team effort. Amen. Is there anyone else who has anything they'd like to say? So we should continue to eat, drink, and be merry. Hello?
Amen.
Amen? Who said that? Okay. You and I, we're buds. Okay. You said amen. All right. So tomorrow we'll get sorted out. We've got to do some business. Okay? Amen, as he said. Praise God. Well, this evening is the taste. We're actually putting together a full production this weekend so we can actually do a full coverage of the Lion Master Tour. And we will be announcing when we're going to that special show and allow it to go online. And it will be archived so you can listen to it. And it will be basically a wrap and an overview of the entire tour as all the banks.
Understand.